Pienaar was a blonde giant of a man from South Africa's white Afrikaner ethnic group. The Afrikaners had created apartheid in 1948. In so doing, they caused decades of violent racial strife. So the partnership in 1995 between Mandela and Pienaar was extremely unlikely. Their mission was to transform a tragic past into a hopeful present and future.
And during the Rugby World Cup, my phone would ring. My mobile phone, it would be Madiba, wanting to chat to me to find out, you know, what's happening. Is the team focused? Are they okay? You know, are the guys cool?
Pienaar recalls that at the time, South African whites were concerned that Mandela would punish them for their past support of apartheid. To ease their fears, the president took action that was so radical that it angered a lot of his black followers. He appeared on national television to back a Springbok team that contained just a single black player.
Go, Springboks, go!
And when South Africa's rugby team surprisingly reached the World Cup final, Mandela went even further. In a move that shocked the world, he donned the green and gold Springbok regalia of his former oppressors.
And Madiba stood there, wearing a Springbok on his heart. That was an incredibly emotional moment for me in my life. And I just couldn't sing our anthem because I was just too emotional. I was so proud to be a South African.
To this day, Pienaar refers to the Liberation Euro affectionately by his Xhosa clan name, Madiba. Yet the rugby player had grown up like most other South African whites, calling Mandela a terrorist. But in the space of just a few weeks, Pienaar had come to adore Mandela.
And when we walked out of the stadium, the sounds of Madiba, Nelson, 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 reverberating around that stadium was just very powerful.
The cheers for Mandela from a crowd of 65,000 mostly white people would come to be a powerful symbol of a changing South Africa. In the final, the Springboks took the field against the mighty New Zealand All Blacks. Rugby experts said South Africa would lose, but they had not considered the extent to which Mandela had inspired the Springboks.
South Africa 15, New Zealand 12, at the end of a grueling and great afternoon.
Knocked on by Van der Westhuizen.
Critics had called the Springboks no-hopers, dismissing any chance the team would do well. But the no-hopers had triumphed. A smiling Mandela, still wearing a Springbok rugby jersey, strode onto the field to shake Pienaar's hand and to hand him the golden trophy.
I now call on our president, Mr. Mandela, to make the presentation.
And what a symbolic handshake that is. A marvelous, wonderful moment.
When Madiba handed the trophy to me, I shook his hand and he said to me, "Thank you for what you've done for South Africa."
Pienaar says he was dumbstruck when Mandela, who had almost sacrificed his life for a democratic South Africa, thanked him, a mere white rugby player, for his contribution to the country. In 2007 in France, the Springboks again reached the World Cup final. In a videotaped message, the now-retired Mandela once again pledged his and all South Africans' support to the national team.
Play the game hard and honestly, and whatever the outcome, hold your heads high. We are convinced that you will triumph and bring the trophy home.
Mandela's optimism wasn't misplaced, and South Africa beat England to again win rugby's biggest prize. Pienaar says he'll remember Mandela as a freedom fighter who saved South Africa from what would have been a disastrous civil war.
If we look back, things could have gone totally wrong in South Africa. It didn't. And why did it not go wrong? It's because of a leader. And we had the most amazing leader at the right time.
By supporting rugby, Mandela had gained the affection of millions of white South Africans. Analysts agree the strategy probably prevented further tragedy. They continue to use it as proof of Mandela's common touch and his genius. For VOA, I'm Darren Taylor in Pretoria.